Hey, don't look at me like that. Just because it's my birthday doesn't mean you have to do anything special. I mean, yeah, I know. And I love you for that. Of course you're gonna do something. You always think of everything. No, I'm not complaining. I just mean, don't overdo it to where it's stressful. The biggest thing I wanted to avoid for my birthday is for it to not be... Yeah, I didn't want it to be a headache. And of course you knew I was gonna say that. Am I that predictable after we've been dating so long? You know what? I don't even mind it. I'd rather do a good job and make my words count than yap endlessly, right? Oh, that. Right. So, a simple plan. Well, like I said from the start, yeah, it's kind of like that. I didn't really want a big party for my birthday or anything. I just wanted to spend it with you. You don't want the big social event either? Though I can see that bit of disappointment in your eye. Is it since you're such a good entertainer, or... You know what, that's fine. Maybe next time, or another day. Before I celebrate with anyone else, I want it to be a special day with you. Of course. What, you think I wouldn't? That I would ever get bored? No. Listen, honey. You're amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that's why I want to spend my birthday. If it's going to be a special day, then I want it to be with you. Yeah. I mean, call me simple if you like, but it's not going to hurt my feelings. Not that you'd be trying to. I don't think you've ever actively tried to hurt me. And it's because I know you have my best interest in mind. After everything, I've just grown more attached to you. Don't make it out to be something so dramatic, you dweeb. Took that one right out of Ka-chan's book. What? No. I'm most definitely not like him. What's with you today? You trying to pick a fight? Cause I'll 1v1 you any day. Name the time, name the place, and... Well, I guess that was a 1v1. I wasn't ready, though. Guess we'll have to have a rematch. Sooner rather than later. Shut up. Your fault. We almost stepped over the... This wasn't meant to be kissed on. I mean, it's a recliner, not... You know what? Never mind. If we tip over, it's your fault, though. You know that? As long as you take responsibility. I mean, I've taken responsibility for quite a few things, too, right? I mean, I've never once had a day when I didn't think of... Well, what I thought was best. For us. For you. For me too, sometimes. I'll admit it. I don't always think about myself, but when I am selfish, I can be pretty bad. What's that supposed to mean? You know what? I don't mind that. Hmm? Yeah. I guess it's just... The way you talk about it makes me smile. Whenever you get passionate about something, and you really enjoy it, it makes me happy. It really makes me feel like we're not just getting along, we're thriving. That there's more to us than just parts that make us breathe and live. Here I am yapping again. Sorry. What do you mean, don't apologize? Don't be that way. You either gotta stick to your guns one way or the other. You can't have both. You can't tell me no more yapping and let's talk and just be here, but then switch it up and say you like my yapping like that. You're weird. You know that? It's not roasting. I mean, I'm weird too. I mean, if we weren't weird, would we be able to talk about nothing for hours? How many times have we just gone on and on, talking about the most random things? Sometimes it's happy, sometimes it's sad, but yeah, something like that. It always has something that really resonates with me. Our conversations, that is. I really like them. Oh, you. I didn't just mean those conversations. All of them. It doesn't have to be something in particular, and you don't have to impress me. You do that by existing. I really, really just enjoy hearing you. And that's all you have to say after that? Okay, fair. I mean, I guess if we're technical about it, there's a lot of things we could talk about. Damn. Don't say it like that. You make it seem like I'm unprepared for my own birthday. No, it's not that. I guess whenever I'm put on the spot, I get nervous, because, well, I don't want you to think I'm lame or boring or any of that. Well, I know you don't, but yeah, I'm not pouting. It's not pouting if I don't admit to it. You know what? I was about to be salty about that, but I have to give it to you. Your win. At least you win this round. Don't expect to win the next. But putting all that aside, a little birdie, or in this case, a talkative zappy man, may have told me that you've been feeling kind of left out in your friend group. Is it true? I don't like it. Because I know how that feels. I've been there. But you're not alone, okay? No. I don't mean it like that. And I wasn't trying to... Look, I've not really been in the loop with how things go when I'm at work. When I'm out there being a hero on patrols, saving people. It's not every day that you are too. Schedules don't always align, and I know you've got your friends. And I love your friends, don't get me wrong, but if they're excluding you... No, it's not like that. I understand, it's just... Well, I worry about you. You just gotta promise me you'll tell me. If things are getting worse, if you need me to help... Well, no, I didn't have a plan. Not exactly, anyways. But even still, I don't really need a plan in order to make things better, right? I could just spoil you for all the things that they don't. And I know friends aren't the same as someone you're in a relationship with. But I'd like to think that I'm your best friend as well as your, well, lover. I'm not just someone who would take this without doing anything. No, I get that. I don't want the negative stuff to overwhelm the positive. You know how I've always been. I really didn't get the best luck of the draw going into it. But I made my best effort. And not to monologue, but you've done easily as much as I have too. I think in some ways, that's why we ended up together. We both worked hard. Even if our differences were just as blatant as our similarities, we managed to make a lot happen. You know? I'm proud of you. I'm glad you're proud of me too. I really appreciate how supportive you've been. And how things, despite everything, they got better over time. Our efforts weren't in vain. And I want you to know you're not in vain. Shh, it's okay. It's okay, puppy. No need to take on the world all by yourself. And there's no shame to ask for help, you know. I mean, how many times have I asked for your help? I've been in shambles so many times, almost losing my mind, and you're always there for me. That's why it's the best birthday ever. Because we have each other. I don't mind that I don't really have the friend group I used to. I mean, if I let that bother me, I'd just stagnate and fixate and I'd get nowhere quick. Yeah, it's not always perfect. And I think friend groups always tend to grow in their own directions, especially when life choices don't add up the same. Yeah, it's kind of like that. But don't worry about it. I'm sure if they're true friends, it doesn't matter what happens, you'll always be friends. I mean, I'm not going anywhere and we're way more than friends. I'm not saying that it's going to be perfect, no. Oh God, no. I'm definitely not saying that. Well, look. Without knowing everything, I can only support you. As your husband, as your man, I'd like to do the best I possibly can. And that's why, puppy, it's okay now. Just have a moment. I could tell you were getting upset. No, I'm not trying to interrupt or anything. I just hate seeing you upset. Especially for extras. I'm sorry. I shouldn't call them that. Bad habit I picked up from Gachan. It's not because I think in the same way, it's just... Look, if someone cares about you, they shouldn't make you feel this way. And I don't care who they are, or who they say they are to you. They're not me. And then they're probably not treating you as well as they should. That's it. It just pisses me off whenever they make you feel that way. No, I won't take that back. Well, yeah, but... I get it. Maybe I'm jumping to conclusions. But I can see that you're hurt. And that sucks. Well, yeah, but... I do trust you. And I trust your judgment in people, too. Even if sometimes you get fooled. Look, you're not dumb, puppy. If anything, you're the smartest person I've ever known. And that's saying something. It's not just a measure of intellect or IQ. If it was just that, I don't think anybody I know would come close to some of the heroes out there that I've met. But it's not. You've got a smart that really counts, you know? Yeah, something like that. Maybe I'm wording it wrong or I just suck at this. No, not like that. Jeez, I was being serious. Guess no monologues for me. I do enough mental monologuing, so I guess, yeah. Wait, what, really? You're joking, that? That's so nice of you. Is this for me? Wow. I never thought I'd get a gift like this. Hell, I never really celebrated my birthday before we got together. Not because my mom didn't want to, but because I was fixated. Yeah, I got a little obsessed. It's not a good habit of mine, but you know it's easy to. I wanted to find out more about my father. I wanted to find out more about why I was quirkless. For a long time, it was like that. And then, after I got my quirk, everything changed. Yeah, not all for the better, but if not for that, I would have never met you. That's probably the best part, is that... Yeah. You said it better than I was gonna say it anyways, and it's embarrassing. I'm just... Well, I'll never regret meeting you. Or holding you. No. I mean it. No matter what it is, no matter how hard or tough life gets, no matter what friends do or any of that, shh, not like that. I'll hold you like this. And I'll make sure that every day feels like it's another day that you're happy to be alive, not just one that you're existing. I know how you feel sometimes. Because I feel it too. Yeah, apathy's a bitch. But I can relate. I mean, how many times do you think I almost gave up on myself? My sanity, my restraint? I almost did things unforgivable. You too, huh? I mean, I think everybody has those thoughts. Invasive thoughts happen. And especially when you're given so much responsibility, and sometimes you falter. Yeah, kinda like that one quote. Mm-hmm. No. I'm not judging you or even myself. I think we're just human. But people expect us to be heroes. Yeah, you can only be the hero when your heart is safe. It's back down to that obvious statement. Yeah, how could we take care of ourselves if we're not even mentally sane or happy? You have to get that happiness and protect it. The moment you don't is the moment everything falls apart. It's why I try and make sure nothing happens to you. And I try and make sure I always come home. If there ever was a day when something threatened us, I might... I know it's not a good thing to talk about on my birthday, but let's just say I'll make sure that never comes to pass. There's always darkness where there's light. And just like a coin has two sides, everybody's got a good and a bad side. And I just think your good side is, well, a whole lot more than your bad side. You're the best kisser ever. And I'm sorry if it got too heavy. I wasn't trying to. But after everything, I just... Every once in a while, I think about it. How thankful I am to have you. And I get lost in that thought, obsessed with it. Yeah. Well, at least I'm obsessed with only you. Come on, it has to have some kind of good effect, right? Don't you feel at least a little special? Come on. Was that even so hard to say? Come on. Spit it out like you mean it. You're sneaky, you know that? Sneaky to the bitter end. But I don't dislike that side to you either. In fact, I think it's one of my favorite things about you. You don't really hesitate. You just go for it, right? Well, I mean, that's... No, I... Well, yeah, me too, but... Oh, I mean, that's what I want more than any gift. You. I just want you to be with me. Like this. You know, you don't have to do anything special, right? I didn't get with you for fanfare or for something you could do. It was your heart. This heart that beats so gorgeously. I love you. And every time I hear you say it back like that, I get so happy, so excited, and I just... Hey, you got that crazed look in your eye again. Oh, guess you had other things in mind. Stinky as ever, I see. Not like that. Closer. That's it. See? Was that so hard? I love you, puppy. And kissing you. Holding you. Yeah. You could pick out the words before I say them. That's how you know we got the connection going on. We can finish each other's sentences. And I just... I can't get enough. Not with how you are. Not with how you make me feel. Yeah. You too. Do I make you feel... a lot more. I'm glad. But puppy, we've barely done anything. That's how it feels, at least. Like the world is open for so many things. And I can't stop here. Or I wouldn't be me. Sorry. But, yeah. It's just like you said. I can't stop until I've completed something to the best of my ability, and this something is you. That's right, babe. This romance, budding as it is, still has so much to offer. So many things I want to say and do with you, to you. Everything about you is... I couldn't have said it better myself. I love you. You're right. You're absolutely right. That's just another reason to love you. Another reason I get lost in those eyes. Another reason why my mind goes blank every time. I won't and I can't stop midway. When it comes to making you feel alive. I just want you to know, no more than that. It's not just that. There's more than what you said. I don't want it to end, and I don't want it to stop getting better. What we have is everything to me. Everything, puppy. You're everything. And I don't want that to go away. Won't you consider...
getting lost in that feeling with me. I thought so. And with how you move, how you touch me, how you hold me, I love you. You're amazing. You know that? You make my heart flutter like that, and I... Well, yeah. You said it better than I could. You poetic little... We'll see about that, then. We'll see who wins in the end. I'm voting for both of us. After all, if it wasn't both of us, would it really feel that special? Thank you for the happiest birthday of my life. And I think it's only just begun. Closer, puppy. Yeah, like that. You always know exactly what I mean, without me having to say it directly. But sometimes, I like to say it directly. Oh, baby. Let me taste you. I want to make you feel so good. Your hands feel nice. And every time you've given me a handjob before, it always felt like the first time. Could never get over that. Your soft hand felt just right. And your supple body against mine is just... I love you too. I love you too so much. Oh, your mouth. Oh, baby. Put that ass down on me. I want to taste you so bad. God, you make me feel so good, baby. Hmm. You came so hard, it was cute. Me too. Well, I'm glad you find me cute too. Still so sensitive. You sucking the last bit of semen from my cock. I love you. And this is my declaration of that. You want to know what I want most for my birthday? I want you to hold those legs packed like that and let me make sweet love to you, pick you up and hold you. Put all that strength to good use and really make you feel it. See? All this cock is gonna go inside of you. And holding you like this feels so intimate. And giving you that preview of how deep it'll be. Somehow it just makes me so excited. I can't wait any longer, baby. Can I unwrap my present then? I want to make love to my boy. You're so tight. God, you're so tight. Oh, baby. Baby. Slipping inside you feels so good. So intense, I can hardly keep my voice down. Oh, I can't. Oh. I'm sorry. I should have waited. You okay? You were so... You made me feel so good. I just did it on instinct. I couldn't help it. Is it really okay? Then I'll be having the most precious present I could ever ask for. Oh, you take it so well. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, look at me. Don't look away, baby. Yeah. I'll make you feel better than anyone ever can. I'll make you feel better than you knew you could. I'll make you feel even better than better, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, baby. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, take it all. Take it all. Yeah. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, Fuck, you're gonna come. You're gonna come, baby. Me too. Me too. Oh, I wanna make you feel. I wanna make you squirm, baby. Focus on it. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. Just holding you this close. I can't even think of anything to say. Just looking at you, coming on my cock. I love it. And I love you. I love you, puppy. I can't ever get enough. I love you so much. So much. You're everything to me. Everything. I love you so much. I can't have a world without you. Yeah. You feel the same, huh? I'm glad to hear that. So happy. So happy. I love you. More than I've ever loved anyone or anything. And I'm thankful that you care enough to make my birthday this special. I want it to be something even more special. But I know that's not possible because... yeah, this is peak special if you ask me. I love you. I love you. I love you. So much. Stay with me just like this. And never change, puppy. Okay? I mean it. Yeah. Just like that. You always steal my words away, and I love it. Shh, not that. But this instead.